Be honest. Did you really think the Grizzlies were going to hold on at the end there? Really? When everything was going against them, did you think they were going to do it? That weird Conley foul led to the three-pointer that should have been chalked off because of maybe the most egregiously missed walk in the history of basketball by Damian Lillard, but somehow the three-pointer goes after that. Then the Grizzlies lose the ball on the turnover, wrongly, I think, overturned by the officials. That one, a little less clear-cut than the travel. Admit it, you thought all of that was conspiring to mean the Grizzlies would lose that game and, you know, maybe lose a little mojo, maybe that would cost them home court, who knows. It didn't happen. It did not happen. Grizzlies got some great defense from Dylan Brooks in that final possession in C.J. McCollum, despite being extremely hot, particularly in the second half of this game. Could not get it to go. Eventually, you know, time runs out on him. Damian Lillard, neither one could get it going at the end of the game, and the Grizzlies win 98-97 over a very good Trailblazer team on the road, a win that will have tremendous quality going forward. That's one you're going to definitely want to keep in your back pocket, and it reinforces all of the stuff that we've been talking about with this team, from their ability to play up to and down to the level of their opposition. Tonight was an example of up to. And as I record this, it is very late on Tuesday night. So what to make of this game? Where do you even really start to break the thing down? First of all, just from a purely numbers standpoint in the ball game, it was another night where Mike Conley got off to a rough start, but finished extremely strongly, 20 points, all coming in the second half, all of them vital. Scoreless, as I mentioned, in the first half, and 0-for-5 and just a non-factor. But he goes 6-for-10 for 20 points in the second half. Huge, huge to get him back. Tyreke Evans, 21 points, leading scorer. Again, he's... Tyreke is a somewhat polarizing figure, but man, he can score. He makes plays that have to be made. He's got no problem whatsoever taking the shot, even if sometimes he takes too many, sometimes it's the wrong one. But you know, the Grizzlies have very rarely had a shot maker like him, a guy that goes and gets buckets at key times. And there were a couple different times in this ballgame when the Grizzlies really struggled to score, and Tyreke bailed them out. That's his role. I get that he's a -8. And if you want to, you know, talk about his, you know, inability sometimes to get the teammates involved or whatever, I can understand that. I think probably, you know, there are a few guys who don't necessarily enjoy playing with him all the time, but you need him. You needed him tonight. You need him in this ballgame. You need him in the season. And he had 5 assists to go along with 3 steals and a block. In addition to that 21 points, it's not as if he wasn't passing the ball and moving the ball. He was just one assist off of Mike Conley tonight. So I think Tyreke is having a fabulous season, sixth man of the year candidate already. And very few guys can come off the bench and give you the kind of nuclear performance he can. And it was really necessary because the rest of the bench was off. You know, Chandler Parsons offensively was off, though I thought he played, you know, well defensively. Turned the ball over 5 times, though, in his 22 minutes of action. Way too much. Mario Chalmers was okay, but not an overwhelming factor offensively. Brandon Wright, same kind of thing. Had a couple of bunnies, but didn't do much any other time. So, you know, this was a night where Grizzlies needed somebody to step up big off the bench. That was Tyreke Evans, scoring the basketball. Marc Gasol was, I think, a little quiet. Only took 1 shot in the fourth quarter, but was big to kind of keep the Grizzlies in it in the first half. Finished with 16 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 block shots for Mark, and he was really good on the defensive end. Dylan Brooks came up with a huge defensive play on the last play of the game, but he'd been doing it for most of the night, and while he still has his issues, while he still has, you know, things that he needs to improve upon, To me, there's no question the guy is a player, and he's a guy that has, you know, earned Fizdale's trust in a way that you don't see very many rookies earn their head coach's trust. The guy played more minutes than anybody else tonight. You know, he went from, you know, a few minutes here and there in the very first game of the season. You know, 10 games later, game number 11, he is playing 38 minutes in an NBA game and playing well and getting, you know, better down the stretch. 7 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, 2 blocks for Dylan Brooks. And, you know, he made the big transition layup after poking the ball away that really gave the Grizzlies the edge late in this ball game, helped to kind of, you know, give them an advantage that they hung on to. He just continues to kind of show great promise as a rookie, much greater promise than we've seen from just about anybody that's ever done this for the Grizzlies, particularly guys coming, you know, straight out of college the way that Brooks has. And incidentally, because it was in Portland, so close to where he went to school, Dana Altman, his college coach, was in attendance at the game in Portland. Nice to see. And Dylan Brooks got a nice hand from the folks in Portland as well for the contributions that he made at the University of Oregon, which I think was probably pretty special for the guy. And I think it certainly seemed to help him, because he was out there trusted in key situations and came through in key situations. This one, like I said, you know, knowing how good the Blazers are, this one is going to be one that you're going to want to hang on to. Yeah, there's no question about that, because it's a game that not a lot of teams are going to be able to get going to Portland and winning. And remember, the Grizzlies are still down 3 rotation guys with this group. So it continues to be a very impressive start to the season for the Grizzlies. It's Wednesday, which means it's Draft Wednesday here on Locked On Grizzlies. And that's brought to you by Draft. That's all it is. Draft. It's that simple. Search in your app store for Draft and you will immediately understand why so many folks are playing and winning real money with Draft. It's super simple. And that's why we do Draft Wednesday all across the Locked On Podcast Network, including right here on Locked On Grizzlies. Download the app. And here's a great tip. Follow me. I am at Locked On Grizz on the app. So if you follow user Locked On Grizz, you will see me. Invite me in, and let's see if we can't get a little something fun going in some of these leagues. You can do your own leagues. And of course, it's the funnest part of fantasy basketball, the draft. The draft, that's why it's draft. Because that's what everyone loves, right? That's why it's single day. They even take care of any injury stuff, last minute stuff like that. You don't have to worry about any trades or keeping up your team or any of that stuff. It's all taken care of for you. Super, super easy, and you can win big money. Big money. And how about this? You're going to get a bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOGRIZZLIES. They're going to take care of you, give you a free entry in a big contest. They do awesome work, the folks at Draft. And that's why it's Draft Wednesday. Again, use that promo code LOGRIZZLIES. When you sign up, make sure you follow me too. I am Locked On Grizz. There's a reason why it is the hottest app going. Get it on iPhone, Android, whatever your device is. It's super easy. Visit your app store. Look for Draft. Download it. It's free. And then you can get started. And heck, you can win some serious money with the great folks at Draft. It's Draft Wednesday. Follow me, Locked On Grizz. Use that promo code LOGRIZZLIES. Whatever you do, get Draft and get drafting today. One of the keys to this game for me was the Grizzlies' ability to limit Portland's transition opportunities. And the Grizzlies have been really good at that this year. They're one of the best teams in the league at limiting teams' transition opportunities. But if you look at the synergy numbers, and you know everybody's got a slightly different way of labeling transition, but just using their shorthand in this ballgame, Portland had 7 transition opportunities. That was it. And they scored, by my count, 9 points on those 7 opportunities, whereas the Grizzlies had 17 transition opportunities. Now, on the box score, fast break points are listed as 17-3 Grizzlies advantage. Like I said, I think, you know, going and looking at the Trailblazers, they got more than 3 from transition opportunities and from breaks. It all depends on how you label fast break points. The NBA tends to be just like kind of like, you know, if it's a layup that happens as a result of that fast break, or a, you know, open three or something like that, then that still counts. But if you don't get it right away, then they tend to not count it as a fast break point. But you know, you could have one or two little dribbles or one or two little passes, and it's still a transition opportunity. So I think the synergy method is better. And that said, it tells you again that the Grizzlies are one of the best in the league. They're second best right now in limiting transition opportunities. Opponents only get 11.4% of their opportunities in transition against the Grizzlies, and that number goes way up, whereas the Grizzlies get 15% of their opportunities in transition against their opponents. And the very worst in the league is the Phoenix Suns, 18% of their opponents' possessions end in transition opportunities. And, you know, those are always, you know, or well, I should say almost always. There are a few teams that have an unusual ability to defend in transition, but for the most part, you're going to see teams, if you get more transition opportunities, you're going to shoot a very high percentage because those tend to be layups or easier shots against a defense that isn't set. Limiting those is important. The Grizzlies did that in the ballgame against Portland. The Grizzlies also got really important minutes again. And I mentioned him earlier. He didn't have a great game statistically. But it goes to show you that, you know, when C.J. McCollum was getting really hot and was making everything under the sun, the Grizzlies were struggling in the pick and roll to figure out, you know, what level to play him at. Brandon Wright was in there, and he couldn't. He would go up too high and would get blown by. He would go too low, and McCollum would pull up. And, you know, Brooks was having a tough time, you know, being able to fight through a screen and stay with McCollum in that situation. And what was the recipe at that point? Fizdale goes with Chandler Parsons. Chandler Parsons as the stopper, and it worked because of his size. And he's got enough movement now that he can hang close enough with CJ McCollum that his height, you know, the fact that he's what, 6 inches, 7 inches taller than McCollum, you know, really plays into it and makes it tough for McCollum to get any kind of a shot off because he's just getting, you know, smothered by hands and by length. That, you know, that's a tremendous compliment to Chandler Parsons, who has been fantastic defensively for the Grizzlies this year. He's so much more comfortable in that role as a four, playing alongside a couple of wings and a point guard. It allows him to generally get the best matchup. And, you know, the Grizzlies do switch a lot, so, you know, matchups don't stick around forever, but it generally allows him to start with a matchup that is much more comfortable with him, that doesn't, you know, exacerbate his inability to move at the absolute highest level the way that he used to. And, you know, he's made up for it by being pretty savvy and a little more physical than before. So kudos to Chandler Parsons for that. And that was a factor in this ball game. You watch, like, some guys just get it, and they are just guys in the moment. And there are a few of those for the Grizzlies. You know, Tyreek is that guy. Mike Conley is that guy. It's nice to have those kinds of guys on your team, and you need them in these games that get pretty tight and get pretty half-court heavy, in spite of the offensive firepower that was on display in this ball game. Potentially, it didn't really come to fruition. You didn't see the prettiest game. It was a hard-fought game, though, and it had some serious atmosphere for a game in very early November. But the Grizzlies bank another important win. They bank another Western Conference win, and they will have the opportunity to come back to Memphis tomorrow. They fly back tomorrow and then get a practice in Thursday, Friday before heading out later on Friday to Houston to continue the road trip in Houston. Then they'll finish it up in Milwaukee, who just traded for Eric Bledsoe earlier on Tuesday, and then proceeded to lose to Cleveland, which, you know, ordinarily you might say no big deal, but this is Cleveland, who has been just awful to start the season. So that's a bit of a disappointing loss for them. But bear in mind, again, that they're going to be going through this transition. But Eric Bledsoe should be in place and up and running by the time the Grizzlies come to town in about a week to wrap up this very lengthy road trip, at least in terms of dates on the calendar. By that time, who knows what the record will be, but right now it is 7-4. I thought, overall, very impressive response from Mike Conley, who would have been forgiven for struggling and just kind of not shutting it down, but taking it down a notch and becoming less assertive. He did not do that. He did not allow that to be his story in this game. It was an impressive show of character and resolve by Mike Conley. Grizzlies off until Saturday night, so a long time away. They'll fly back today to Memphis, and once they do that, they'll have a little bit of a rest day, I guess you could say. They'll practice over the next couple of days and then fly out Friday to Houston, then, of course, to Milwaukee to wrap up this road trip. Two games left on the road trip, even though it's not going to feel that way with flying back to Memphis. Thanks, as always, for listening to the pod. Enjoy your hump day. Enjoy Draft Wednesday, and we'll talk tomorrow here on Locked On Grizzlies.